I retired on September the 3rd, 2011. Why am I retiring now? I liken work life to weight loss. You have to set goals. You have to have a strategic plan to meet those goals. And particularly in the process, you're going to plateau and flatline sometimes, and you have to figure out how to jumpstart yourself. And lastly, I think it's very important to understand and know when you have reached those goals. Because if you run beyond the goalposts, you can become challenged. Actually, with weight loss, you've lost a sufficient weight. And then if you're not careful, you can take on anorexic tendencies. With respect to work life, it can go on so long that you may become dissatisfied with the job you're in, or it may become a performance-based or a conduct issue for other reasons. So therefore, I think it's important to understand when you have reached your goal. I grew up in Virginia. I've been a Virginia resident all my life. I've lived in different parts of Virginia, so being close to the federal city added to my decision-making process for working for the federal government. I've worked in federal service for 42 years. I've worked at the Department of Interior twice. I've also worked at HHS, which back in the day was the Health and Education and Welfare. I worked at the Interstate Commerce Commission, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and culminating at the Environmental Protection Agency. Throughout my federal career, I've held three basic principles, and that was to get the job done, get it done right, and get it done on time. It didn't always happen that way, but those were my goals. At FEMA, I was asked to become an EEO specialist. And how that happened, during that time, you were just appointed as an EEO counselor. I took that voluntarily, and I did so well that when there became a shortage in that Office of Equal Rights, I was asked to take on a position there as a program administrator. And it was very exciting for me because actually I went through at that particular point in time something that very few federal employees go through. I went through what they call a desk audit. And that desk audit was not only for me to get a promotion, but also for me to change my job series. FEMA gave me the most growth throughout my career that I ever could have asked for. After the Federal Emergency Management Agency, then I moved on to the Environmental Protection Agency, where I first was an EEO manager for the Office of Civil Rights. I was one of 100 applicants for that job. Excitingly enough, I was asked to take on the director of the Workplace Solutions Staff, which was the agency's ADR workplace program. And after serving in that position, I was asked then to take on the position of the director of labor and employee relations, which was my most challenging position in all of my federal career. I believe I reached the pinnacle of my career as the director of labor and employee relations at EPA. Because I was asked to take on a position that no one else wanted. The program office had to be totally reestablished. That was hardware and software. Hardware, hiring staff, making a case for additional employees, establishing budgetary requirements, ensuring that the policy and regulations were up to date. That's just a few of the hardware items, but as well and even much more challenging was the software. I had to step in and try and repair the relationships between labor and management. The labor unions had pulled out of the National Partnership Council, establishing a vision for the organization. When I was in charge of the Alternative Dispute Resolution Program for the agency, a manager had sent an employee to us because she did not want a performance plan of all things, if you could believe that. That was very basic. I tried to explain to the employee that the performance plan is tied to your PD. It's tied to how much you're getting paid. It's your very license for being here in the organization. But they still weren't getting it. She was on the sheet of music that I know what I'm doing. He knows what I'm doing. At the end of the year, everything will be okay. Finally, I said to myself, well, what do I do with this person? How do I get to see them to see the importance of having a performance plan? So I took it to this level. I told her, I said, you know, being in this organization, in this agency without a performance plan is like buying a house without a deed. She lit up. She got what that meant. And so that's been a significant part of my goal, and that is to reach back and help people, particularly now where there's a lot of work, there's a lot of stress in the work environment, to get them to, as much as possible, to understand each other and to work effectively together. What caused me to join the federal service? It was a natural for me, having worked two summer jobs with the federal government before graduation from high school. Several family members had also been employed by the federal government, both in a civilian and military capacity. Parents, uncles, aunts. As a matter of fact, my dad is a long time, he was a long time federal employee, and he's made a career of retirement as well. He's been retired as long as he's had years in federal service. My dad actually now is pushing 100. I told someone I have to get a second career because I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. What's next for me? I've established my own employment consulting business consisting of ADR and EEO services. The focus is going to primarily be on ADR because it makes sense. It makes dollars and sense, S-E-N-S-E, for employees to move away from conflict and get the focus back on work. As I mentioned, my business has been established, and I will begin rolling it out in January of 2012.